Judge Harris's ruling on several issues, May 21st, found that the Mountain Resort had let its lease expire in March of 2011. Thursday, the judge said it was pretty clear the Mountain Resort was an unlawful detainer on the mountain, but he said that an eviction, a so-called restitution order, is not as clear-cut.
With regard to the order of restitution, those issues are a little bit more complicated, not really so much from a legal standpoint, but from a practical standpoint. It's complicated a little bit by these motions that were filed last week.
In their motion last week, the Park City Mountain Resort argued that any eviction should be delayed until they can appeal to the Utah Supreme Court and get an answer there. They also claimed some issues that are part and parcel of Talisker's unlawful detainer claim haven't been resolved yet. Those are the matters of back rent owed to Talisker, damages, and attorney fees. The resort's attorney, Alan Sullivan, argued those matters should go to a jury and said that under an expeditious schedule, a trial could be held by late this year or early next year. At the hearing August 27th, the judge will either decide to continue the stay, or if he doesn't, the two sides will argue about what infrastructure, like ski lifts, will be taken off the ski hill and how long that could take. In the meantime, the judge explained why he was ordering a mediation.
Given the rulings I've already made, there's only so much the legal process can do to get these parties where they ultimately need to go. And so I think it would be in everyone's best interest, and I think you all owe it to the folks who are dependent upon this resort operating in something close to what it's done, the businesses and the community and the folks we're going to impanel, to give it your best effort to try to get this matter resolved. And to the extent I can assist you in that regard, I'm going to. And I think one of the ways I can assist you in that regard is to order that formal mediation with a third-party neutral occur on or before August 15th, so before that hearing.
After the hearing, Attorney Sullivan told reporters that at this time they will not be filing a Supreme Court appeal.
Well, we're not going to take an appeal now because everything, the order of restitution has been stayed. And we have a motion pending before the court on what's called a 54B certification that may enable us to appeal at an appropriate time, and we'll just have to see. So it'll be a couple of months.
Would Vail have any access whatsoever commercially to its slopes, any place to park traffic if PCMR refuses to sell?
Not unless there's an agreement, and there has to be an agreement. And that's one of the points that we've been making all along, is that these parties are bound at the hip, and this is a resort that is integrated with the Talisker land and the PCMR land, and we have to make a deal, and I'm very hopeful that we will be able to.
He said the mediation is a really good step. Meanwhile, Attorney John Lund for Talisker was asked if he's confident a resolution can be found.
I think we're confident there's a lot of very smart business people here who can find a successful resolution of this. The main obstacle from our standpoint all along has been these folks just not understanding the reality of having lost their lease. And hopefully that's sunk in, and we can move forward towards a business resolution.
What about Vail not having access to a parking lot or to a base area?
Well, that's part of the business solution that needs to be found.
If there is no resolution, then you will, I assume, go back to the judge and say, just proceed with the eviction.
I think you have to think about it as dual track. The court case moves forward, and it happens all the time. That at the same time the court case is moving forward, the parties are working on a resolution. We're just hopeful that this decision from the judge will nudge Park City closer to the reality that they're facing.
Judge Harris said if he decides to continue the stay in August, the Mountain Resort has to post a bond, but it's likely the two sides will disagree on the financial amount there. In the meantime, the judge said he doesn't expect to see any dramatic changes on the ski hill this summer.
I don't expect anybody to start dismantling lifts or anything like that between now and then. It's on stay until then. We're going to come back on the 27th, and if I make a determination that a stay should continue upon bond, then the stay will remain in place. So I don't know. I don't anticipate chaos breaking out between now and then. I just want to make that clear.
Third District Judge Ryan Harris. For KPCW, I'm Rick broth